Wir singen Uff da, uff da, uff.
The Alfred Friends rolls on from the American Airlines Center. We've got Chris Arnold, DJ Roy White, and of course joining us right now, you know this song. It's the one and only Dirk Nowitzki. Hello, Dirk.
Swish.
Hey, guys.
Good to have you here. Appreciate you coming by.
Absolutely.
Well, a lot of people were excited about what happened last year, but we remember what happened last year. What was really cool was after last year, you went to Germany, sang the Oompha Oompha song. We called your buddies last year, had them on our show from Radio Gong.
I heard.
And they were just with us in studio last week.
I saw them too, yes.
And
they told me.
They are, what a bunch of good guys. I mean, funny guys, and actually, I think if DJ, you might have it. I was begging Andy, who's one of the head guys at Radio Gong. I said, because I like saying delicious and unbelievable, and he actually said him in German for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Do we have a DJ?
Is most of Würzburg, most of Germany, maybe most of Europe happy that now Dirk has got himself a lady and he's taken?
Oh, yeah, that is. I don't accept the ladies.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying.
But in other words, everybody's really, really happy for him because we know he's a family guy and he really wants to have a family. And, you know, it's always been very, very important for him. And so, you know, if he's happy that way, that's great. That's great.
And she's beautiful.
Yeah,
she's cute.
So there you go. See, you get, and congratulations to you,
by the way.
Appreciate it. So let's talk about the season. It's been a little different. You know, you finally get the title. You get the championship. You get the rings. Everything's great. But they kind of tell you guys up front, we're making some changes. This is what we're going to go with. And we're kind of looking to 2012. How was that for you, starting a season, knowing that you finally get the title, but it's a little different?
Well, the whole situation was kind of weird, especially with the lockout season, too. We didn't know what was going to happen when we get the rings, when we get the banners. So from that standpoint, it was weird. All of a sudden, overnight, they kind of said, okay, we'll have a season. Then 2 weeks later, we started like 66 games in a short period of time. So that was tough. Then the free agent period was only like within basically a week, and we may had to make some tough decisions. And Cuban and Mark, Cuban and Donnie obviously opted for the decision to go for cap space for the first time. And ever since I remember, we never had cap space here. So I think it was a tough decision for them. They loved Tyson and JJ and all the guys as much as we did, but we had to make a business decision there. And if that was the right one, I think we're going to see over the next couple of years in the summer if we can get somebody or the summer after that. But right now, I guess it's too early to see if it was the right decision or not. But we as players, we would have loved to have those guys back. They were warriors. We obviously... family for life, winning the championship together is a great bond. So we would have loved to have those guys back, but you know, it's just not a perfect world.
It's just not a perfect world. What's going on, Dirty?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Dirt go way, way, way back. Let's go ahead and talk about this just a little bit more. You guys always said while the season was going on, we just want to get to the tournament. We want to get to the playoffs healthy. Now you guys have one game left. How healthy is this team? And are you feeling as good as you thought you would be feeling at the All-Star break where everything was just clicking?
Yeah, I think going into All-Star break, we were actually in a pretty good spot.
Yeah.
It hurt us going out of the break. 9 games in 12 days right out of the break. We lost a bunch of games there. Then Kidd was struggling with his health. And I thought D. West was playing phenomenal for us. He breaks his hand. He's out for 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if we would have been healthy all season, I think we would have had a shot to be in the top four and have home court advantage for the first round. But unfortunately, you know, in a long season like that with a lot of games and injuries are part of it. And fortunately, we got hit a little bit. And so we got to deal with it now. But I still think we're going to be healthy going in now.
Pretty healthy.
Yeah, I think Kidd actually looks the best he has all season. When he played the last couple of games, he was moving, he was making shots. So that's encouraging. Everybody else looks good and looks healthy. So going to be fun to see who we play.
Were you impressed with Roddy getting his finger back in place and he didn't cry?
I ran over there. right? So I just hear him yell out of his mind. And I looked down, and his side was his finger definitely was sideways, but it wasn't as bad as Delonte's.
Yeah.
I mean that was an ugly scene. But
did you tell him to man up and come on and play?
No, Casey came over, and I think he was shocked more than anything after seeing what Delonte had a couple months ago. So he thought maybe my season is over. Mm-hmm. So I think he was shocked and kind of emotional in the moment, but Casey just popped it back in, and he was ready to go.
Did you see the play with Artest and James Harden yesterday?
I saw it, yeah. I didn't watch the game, but I saw the play, yeah. Really, really unfortunate. I think, I think in an emotional game, stuff happens all the time. But a play like that doesn't belong on our court. It's just very, very unfortunate situation. I think, yeah, emotions flare all the time, and especially going towards the playoffs now. We saw with the Chicago and Miami game the other day, there were fights left and right, or little nobody really fights anymore, but little scrambles and stuff. But that was definitely an ugly play, and I'm sure the league is going to take care of it.
Been watching Dirk play for a long time, like all the Mavs fans has, and some of the things that you do before and during a game, I always find it really interesting. Where did this thing start where you won't let a guy take a shot and go into the basket, and you'll always go up and stop the ball from it? When did that start?
You know, I actually haven't done it as much this year because I'm just so many games and I'm tired of jumping up there. But in a normal season, yeah, you know, actually I think KG started it.
Yes, exactly.
In Minnesota, and then Finn and I used to do it here all the time because we love it. I mean, usually sometimes a shooter, all he needs to see is the ball go through the basket. Even like after the whistle, some guys shoot it. And just to get their rhythm, and that basically says, hey, we don't allow you to score or get a rhythm.
Take that with you.
Yeah, we don't want you to get a rhythm on our basket. So that's really all that is, and we I think we stole that from KG.
All right, let me give you another one because I love this. And one of your former teammates stopped you to this year. See if you can remember this. After a free throw is made, Dirk always says to get the ball after the first one, right?
Yeah.
You grab it, you got to bounce it, kind of grab it, and give it back to the ref. Hmm. Steve Novak stopped you this year, right?
Trying to mess
that
you up.
Because he knew that was my thing, and then actually we got to delay a game out of it.
Yes.
Or something happened. Yeah, I think that started a while ago, too. You know, sometimes all the go-to players are on other teams, or sometimes there are a lot of guards, a lot of two guards or point guards, and they have the ball in their hands all the time. They can handle it. And as a four or a five, if you're a go-to guy, you don't have the ball in your hands all the time. You depend on other guys. So that's why it started grabbing the ball. I just want to feel the ball all the time. And that's after free throw. It's an easy way to just grab it, feel it real quick, make a hard bounce, and pass it back to the ref, because like I said, as a four or five man, you don't have the ball in your hands all the time like the guards do.
You always grab your shoulder or your
yeah, that's a tick.
Your left.
That's a tick. I don't even know I do it. Maybe,
I mean, it's like clockwork.
Yeah, I see. That's the thing.
That's
I don't
like you and
attention.
Nashy always licks his fingers. And
yeah, that was nasty. That was
you know that we actually did an over under.
That was a nasty habit.
We did an over under on the first game. Roy will remember this. First game they came here, we actually did a poll on the station. We said, how many times do you think Nash will lick his hands during the game? And people are like, oh, maybe 10. And we're like, you're crazy. It's going to be like, what was it, like 60?
We put the over on 37 in a quarter.
In a quarter?
He was way over.
Oh, really?
Way over in a quarter.
And it was
I thought he stopped a little bit.
Oh,
no.
Three times down
Dirk,
the court every
he
time?
He would get the ball from out of bounds, take a dribble, lick it twice. That really sounds bad, by the way.
he used to lick it and put his hair behind it.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Well, here's what he did.
Ears.
He went lick. Hair behind, and then he started doing this. He was taking his hands up and down his arms. And, I mean, he was.
I think he's got really dry hands. Yeah, he does. And so he tries to keep them moist,
right?
To have a better feel on the ball. That's where it started. But it's pretty nasty. But I don't even know I grab my jersey as much. You know, sometimes I watch the film or we watch the film after games, and I do it all the time, but I don't even notice that I do it.
Every athlete's got a creature habit. He's superstitious or little things like that. You do stuff like clockwork, too. Holger has you doing all these different routines, stretch and workout. And what are some of the wildest things, Holger, who has been your coach since you were like 10 years old?
Yeah, not that early.
I mean, jumping and – I mean, what kind of stuff?
Yeah, you know, his thing is he always was an old-school guy. His workouts are old-school. He doesn't believe in weightlifting. You know, all the – the basically workouts we do is with the body weight. You know, we walk through the gym and handstands in the summer, and we do all those deep knee squats, jumps, and
yeah, these long jumps.
Well, that's why you do it before every jump off.
I do that just to get my legs going. Yeah, and we used to do that in the summer usually, and we call them frog leaps and all those deep, long steps where you go really low. And so it's just his way of getting the body strong without weightlifting. He was never a big weightlifting fan. So, but I mean, I owe him a lot. I started working with him when I was about 16, 17. Mm-hmm. So I worked with him basically half of my life.
And, he never smiles.
He's always in a bad mood unless
he
has a couple of red wines. When he has a couple of red wines, then he might smile and tell some stories. But other than that, he's a miserable jerk. Sure.
We're speaking to Dirk Nowitzki here on 105.3 The Fan, Chris Arnold, Mark Elfenbein. I know you look forward to playing every game, but when the playoffs come, it gets a little, like you said, a little bit more physical. Is there players you still kind of look forward to the matchup? You know, you have teams, but the matchup where you know you got a guy guarding you and vice versa?
Oh, man, it's tough. I think there's a lot of great power forwards in this league now. I think looking at the team in the West, every team has a power forward that, you know, we have to double or respect. And it's been fun just competing every night on a high level. But to me, I mean, some of the young upcoming power forwards are like LaMarcus Aldridge, guys like that, Kevin Love. Blake obviously is an unbelievable athlete that I don't think anybody's ever seen anything like that. So, yeah, to me the power forward is loaded. Zach Randolph was unbelievable last year in the run in Memphis. So, yeah, you got to bring your best every night.
Have you picked the day for the wedding?
No, not yet. I think that's something we'll just kind of keep on the low, and we'll see how it goes.
By the way, I got to tell everybody this. I'm not going to tell a lot. His fiancée, Jessica, is absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. He found a sister from Sweden. She is beautiful, and she is so smart. And Dirk knows I've known her longer than Dirk knew her. She is beautiful. She is greatness. I'm so happy for you. She's the right one. And I'm going to tell you why she's the right one. When Dirk's such a homebody.
Going to allow him to play video?
He's such a homebody. He doesn't go anywhere. When Nash left town, Dirk stopped going out, basically. And at one point, he was living in this house all by himself, and the neighborhood kids figured out where you live. And they would just ring the doorbell, Dirk. And then they have nothing to say. They just ring the doorbell, come to you. And finally, he moved off to a different place.
Yeah, no, that was in Highland Park.
In Highland Park.
Right a block from the little elementary school. So on the way back, back from school between 3 and 4, I could bet on the doorbell was ringing off there.
All
just
the
kids walking home, like, hey, how you doing? Just ring the doorbell real quick. So, well, yeah, that happened all the time.
Well, I'm so happy because when you go home, she goes home. I mean, she's from Europe, just like Dirk's from Europe. Her little brothers, she got twin little brothers who are soccer stars. And, I mean, she knows. I mean, I just think you got lucky. So, and you met her in Dallas.
That's what's
so crazy.
Yeah.
So I got to ask Dirk this because we love talking about food. I know you guys got to watch what you eat. What is your one, you know, like, I'm going to say, screw it, I'm eating whatever I want. What's your go-to?
I love pizza.
There you go.
But I try to stay away from it.
Barbecue pizza?
Whatever, salami or whatever.
Somebody's
going to
be
like,
barbecue pizza.
I'm showing him this thing because we have a thing called a fan text at 43733, and people can text in and give us their thoughts. And they said, tell them to eat more barbecue pizza from Domino's. We noticed
that
you
like
order
that.
When he eats that week.
I like that. And yeah, I like the New York-style pizza. So it's, I mean, I like pizza. So in the summer, sometimes when we're off, I'll definitely order some pizza. But during the season, I try to stay away from it.
What is your getaway? What is your getaway? Basketball's over. I know you work out still and practice your game. What is Dirk's getaway? Now you're going to be getting married, but, you know, what's the place to go?
I like going back to Europe. Obviously, my whole family is still there. My sister has two kids that I basically barely get to see.
Silky?
Yeah, silky smooth. So I barely get to see them during the season. They come on Christmas for like 2-3 weeks, but that's it. So I basically miss them growing up 9 months out of the year. So I go home in the summer and spend some time there, spend some time with my family and parents and stuff, and some of the old guys I grew up with in high school and played ball with. 10-12 years ago. So just go home and relax and chill and see my people over there.
We can't thank you enough for taking the time to stop by. Best of luck with one game in the regular season, and then a new season begins, and it's kind of like a little bit more time for you guys to rest a little bit. Best of luck. Dirk Nowitzki, thanks so much for dropping by.
Dirty. Yeah, for sure.